"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Had quite a program so far. We're on from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, what you missed, you can hear on the podcast, John Cobell Show On Demand. We spent a half hour with Steve Garvey, who right now is going to be in the runoff with Adam Schiff for U.S. Senate in November, and spent a half hour with Nathan Hochman, who looks likely to be in the runoff with George Gascon for L.A. County D.A. in November. And we will go through the numbers and why the race shook out the way it did in the next segment. But first, you can't figure out what happened until you count all the ballots, and we are way short of counting the ballots. This just shouldn't exist in the modern world. And you know, in some ways we're going backwards. You know, the way Jerry Brown and Joe Biden keeps promoting trains when trains went out of style in the 1940s, replaced by jet planes. But all you hear from Biden is Amtrak. All you heard from Jerry Brown was high-speed rail. And that's a debacle. It's the same thing with vote counting. We used to have electronic vote counting machines, and you could get a result usually by 11 o'clock at night. I know this for sure because we worked a lot of election nights. Now, there's no point. There's no results. In fact, there's no results 11 the next morning. There's no results 11 o'clock the next night. There's just no results. And right now, in the... I'll take this from the LA Times because they have a continuous update of the vote count. And only 48% of the votes for the Senate race are in. 48%. 52% are uncounted.
I have a question.
What?
The voting machines that we all use at actual physical places, like you and I yesterday, we went to a physical place to go vote.
Right.
They were computerized, were they not? For you? You had a touchscreen where you
put in all
the votes.
You put in the sheet of paper and it...
How does that computer not have a program in it where it's just counting the votes as people are voting?
I don't know exactly how that works, but the mail-in ballots are becoming a bigger and bigger percentage. And those have to be hand-checked and verified one by one by one by one. So everything that was mailed yesterday... or in the last few days before, Some of them haven't arrived yet. Some of them arrived and are stacked up. And if you ever see videos or photos of the counting room, they've got literally hundreds of thousands of ballots stacked up waiting to count, waiting to verify signatures, have to inspect the signatures. It's an absurd process because vote by mail is ridiculously slow. I don't know why it was so terrible to ask people to show up and vote. And you could even have early voting. And most precincts are less than a mile away from any address. Mine was, I don't know, half mile, three quarters of a mile. I don't understand. Well, you know, it is to me, it's to manipulate the system. The Democrats pushed this through, and what they came up with ballot harvesting, where weird, creepy people can show up at nursing homes or densely populated apartment complexes and hand out ballots, fill out the ballots for people, and that's to overweight the vote to be Democratic. And I just flat out don't trust ballots that are in the possession of the government for days and weeks on end. The longer they haven't counted the ballot, the greater the chance there's some sort of shenanigans going on. In any event, here's a quote from Dean Logan, who's the LA County registrar and county clerk. You know, and he's a fool. He says, I think oftentimes what people don't understand about the California election process is that the legislature, by intent, has allowed voters to have every opportunity to cast a ballot and to get their ballot in. Why do we have to give them every opportunity possible? Why can't we make this simple and quick? Why does it require so much trust on the part of the people doing the ballot harvesting, the people collecting the ballots, the people counting the ballots for weeks on end? Why would we put all our trust in those government workers? So the crush of ballots, according to one analyst, you have this giant wad of ballots moving through the system at the same time. Kim Alexander from the California Voter Foundation said the reason we take so long is we're verifying all the ballots and making sure only valid ballots are being counted. So it's a function of election security. The very election security that people criticize, well, the people who criticize slow vote counts are demanding election security. Why can't it have election security and then do it quickly? That's the way it used to be done, because we had electronic systems that worked. We had voting machines that worked. So there's one set of results that get released by 8:45 on election night. And that's mail-in ballots received before Election Day. A second set of results will add in ballots, in-person ballots at vote centers before Election Day. And that's going to be released by 9 o'clock. So you have the votes that were mailed in early, and then you have the votes people walked in early. Now, results from people who voted on Election Day in person start getting released after 9 o'clock. And then after Election Day, updates will be released daily between 4 and 5 o'clock on weekdays for the next 2 weeks. After the polls close, ballots cast at a vote center have to travel to a county facility in the city of Industry before any of them can be tabulated. If you vote by mail and you put it in a mailbox, it takes a few days to arrive in the mail. So that's why things are so slow here. But if you just made people show up, they carry on about how, you know, it's a sacred duty to vote. Well, if it's such a sacred duty, get off your ass and go vote. And look at all the people who don't vote anyway. I kept reading that we had terrible turnout. So even after you send the votes to them, you mail them, right? You mail them the votes. Then you offer to send some goon who will fill out the ballot for you, and they'll even take it and mail it for you, and you still don't bother? Of course, like I said yesterday, I have a lot of mixed feelings on this. I don't want old people voting. The more people who vote, the worse the outcomes. There's a lot of people who should be banned from voting. People should be, there should be a record of everyone's vote. And at some point you're judged and it's like, wow, you really vote for bad people. Like take me, every person in LA, right, who voted twice for Eric Garcetti and twice for a guy like Mike Bonin and twice for Gavin Newsom and for George Gascon. Just take those seven votes. If you voted that way seven times, you should have your vote taken away. You made everyone else's life miserable. You don't get to vote anymore. You can't be trusted. You're too stupid to live, let alone vote. I realize that's not a majority opinion. When we come back, all right, what are the results now? The two big races is the I got to talk about that stupid road diet thing passing. And the Senate race and LA County DA's race. It's all ahead.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. After 3:30 in Deborah's News, we're going to go into Bidenville. Do we have the updated Bidenville? Okay.
Yes, we do.
Updated Bidenville. That's coming up because Biden had a bad brain freeze. I mean, it almost stopped entirely, his brain. Now, onto the races. We've talked a lot about this already, so forgive me if you've been listening a long time, but there are always people joining the show late. And if you want to hear two good interviews, Steve Garvey was on with us for a half hour from 1 until 1:30, and then we had Nathan Hochman on from 2 to 2:30. Both of those interviews are part of the podcast that you can download after 4 o'clock. Here are the numbers, and if this was... if they were counting the votes and releasing the vote counts continuously, I'd be giving you the updates every segment. But nothing's moved since we went on the air. It's stuck at 55% of the vote in. They counted 816,000, and they haven't released anything new. So Gascon's at 21.4%. Nathan Hochman at 17.7. So he's about 3.5 points or so behind. John Hatami at 13.4. So he's about 4.25 points behind Hochman. And then everybody else is under 10 in double digits. And it's what we talked about all along. You can't have 11 candidates running against an unpopular incumbent if you want to get rid of the incumbent quickly. A lot of these, I would say 9 of the 11 had the same message, more or less. A couple of them were a little softer towards Gascon, but, I mean, Jeff Chemerinsky was the only out-and-out Gascon type, and he only got 7%. And that's the thing I was worried about the most. Of all the scenarios, the one that absolutely couldn't happen is Gascon and Chemerinsky 1 and 2 in the runoff. Because then Gascon would beat Chemerinsky and... But Nathan Hochman's in there at the moment. And then Tommy has got some distance. I mean, he could do it, but he's got an uphill battle here. And everybody else is way too far behind. But you split a message 8 or 9 different ways, this is what's going to happen. Now, I recommended Hatami and John McKinney. Hochman's got basically the same message. So this will be a good thing if he gets in. I thought Hatami and McKinney would be very effective in a one-on-one battle because they were deputy DAs against Gascon. Hochman even admitted that Gascon's going to come at him because normally Hochman operates as a Republican. He's listed as an independent for this race. But I'd like an argument as to why this is a political issue. I think most of us think that criminals ought to be convicted and put into prison. Right? And gun and gang enhancements should be charged against people who commit murders. I think most of us don't want thieves breaking into our homes, shoplifting our stores, stealing our jewelry and watches when we're eating dinner, making shopping hazardous. Everybody's paralyzed. Who wants this? Are there Democrats who want this? I'm not talking about progressives. Progressives are not Democrats. Progressives are anarchists. And I think their run is over. All right, so you got that. Then with Schiff and Garvey, they both got roughly 32, 33% of the vote. They're both headed to November. The exact 1-2 pairing doesn't matter. It's going to be Schiff and Garvey. Now, when it comes to the proposition, Measure HLA, this is going to go down in infamy. If you voted for HLA, which is the road diet, the bike and bus lane thing, you were lied to. You were lied to like you were lied to about Prop 47. And you know why? Because too many people have a weakness for the word safety or safe. Prop 47 was entitled the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. It was a lie typed up by Kamala Harris. It was a lie. Prop 47 did not create safe schools and neighborhoods. No, no, no. If anything, it created homeless camps in front of schools with gangs living in the tents and selling guns and drugs. Do you know that? Gangs selling guns and drugs at homeless camps in front of schools happened directly from Prop 47 because that decriminalized drug use. It was horrible. Gascon co-wrote it. Kamala Harris wrote that lying title and summary. This is more benign, but it's the same thing. They called it the Safe Streets Initiative. Safe Streets? No, this is the Clogged Streets Initiative. You'll see. It took Prop 47 a few years to cause its damage. Didn't happen right away. Like 2017, we started seeing the beginnings of it. By 2020, everything had gone to hell. Same thing with high-speed rail. We told you. High-speed rail, bad idea. And it is now 16 years later. Not one inch of track has been laid down after 16 years. Here's the next boondoggle. Measure HLA. I wish somebody would repeal it because this is going to shrink the boulevards from 3 lanes to 2 lanes, 2 lanes to 1 lane. You're going to have all these useless bike and bus lanes that nobody's going to take. And it's going to clog up the city far worse than it already is. But it was safe streets. Total lie.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Total nonsense. You'll see.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
Let me choose my words.
Happy birthday, dear Valley. Happy birthday to you.
I wear, since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of...
Every time I hear Hail to the Chief, wonder, where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president?
Well, there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccarilla.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
There's been a response from the opposition, but yes, I'm sorry, from Hamas.
I also want to mention Congressman Deborah Ross. Where's Deborah? This year, I just had my picture taken with her. Oh, she couldn't be here, actually.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John Cobalt.
That's the... The new version.
I like it.
Very good.
Yes.
It's updated with the many recent stumbles. He's getting worse. And, you know, a lot of those clips are him bumbling and stumbling. He's calling out for a dead person. He's claiming he just had a picture with someone who was in another city. Today was different. Today his brain froze and he stopped speaking. The way Mitch McConnell stopped speaking a few weeks ago, this is where we are. They can't even stumble anymore. I normally hate the State of the Union. I'm mildly interested this year. I want to see, is he going to be able to stand there for an hour? He seems to do better when he reads from a teleprompter. And it's kind of fascinating because he clearly can't talk off the top of his head. And he can't be trusted in a spontaneous situation. So the dementia is attacking a certain part of his brain, but not the brain, not the part of his brain that allows him to read and deliver a speech from a script. I think I mentioned this once. I think 60 Minutes did a piece on Tony Bennett when he was going to do that concert with Lady Gaga.
That.
I saw the concert and I saw the piece, and he remembers all his lyrics. And then he goes home and he sits in a chair and stares, and he wasn't speaking much. He wasn't holding conversations at all. But you go back on stage and the songs just flowed out of him. And it must be something like that, that he's able to read. But to independently think of thoughts on his own, to have a conversation, to answer questions. I mean, why do you think he didn't give the Super Bowl interview? Literally 100 million people watching. He's running for president. He thinks, his staff thinks, that the press hasn't given him enough credit, or the public hasn't given him enough credit for his accomplishments. Well, if you get a sit-down interview in front of 100 million people, why wouldn't you take it? Because he's senile, right? So he really is senile. And everyone's terrified of Kamala Harris being president. It's just hard to believe we're here. And it's hard to believe that nobody in the Democrat Party has the courage and the decency to bring all the Democratic leaders over to the White House and say, Joe, it's over. We're not going to let you get the nomination at the convention. We're going to rewrite the rules. We're going to send out orders. It's not going to happen. And not for Kamala either. And you're going to have to go quietly. I mean, they did that to Richard Nixon back in the 1970s.
Not a joke.
Nixon resigned after all the Republican leaders said, we're going to vote to impeach you. So you want to go quietly now and resign by yourself? Or do you want us to embarrass you tomorrow or next week with an impeachment vote? And so Nixon just quietly left. But somebody's got to do this with Joe. They don't have any courage at all. I mean, they're just, and they don't obviously don't care about the country. And here is Joe Biden freezing up. You're going to hear him talking to reporters. He's sitting at a table. At some point, he picks up the microphone and tells the press he's going to get in trouble for asking questions. And then he just stares at them. And they're shouting questions at him, and he's just staring. And then finally, his handlers start shouting at the press, no more questions. And he continues to stare. So you're going to hear a long silence. It's Biden staring. Play it.
A lot of questions. I better not start the questions. I'll get in trouble.
What's your message for Super Tuesday voters?
Everyone, please move this side.
Super Tuesday, say, do you have a message for voters?
Thanks, come on.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
He's staring. Still staring. Eyes absolutely vacant. Then at the very end, he mumbled something that nobody could understand. And I've seen that look. I unfortunately was in a number of nursing homes for parents on both sides. I was in nursing homes. I know the stare. I've seen it. That was the stare. And everybody knows that's the stare. Everyone knows that anyone else in his condition would be in a nursing home. Can you imagine hiring him to do anything at your business? Could you imagine hiring him to run your business? Would you even leave him alone to run a lemonade stand? Unbelievable. And 330 million people. And this is all we've got, and nobody is doing anything about it. They just keep lying and pretending. Oh, he's very vigorous. He's got so much energy. Why, I can't keep up with him. He's got the energy of someone half his age. You know, I'm 42, and he can last longer than I can. Except, you know, you notice you don't see him. He still does not appear in public between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Before 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m. does not appear in public. Why do you think that is? More coming up. What do I have coming up? Oh. Yeah, I want to play the clip of these obnoxious MSNBC anchors, three female anchors. One of them used to be Biden's spokeshole, who are laughing at the voters in Virginia who say immigration is their number one issue. This is about as obnoxious as I've ever heard people. We'll play that next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the podcast later, it's going to be posted after 4, John Cobalt Show on Demand, iHeart app. We have a half-hour interview with Steve Garvey in the first hour and a half-hour interview with Nathan Hochman in the second hour. Garvey is going to the runoff with, what's his name? I can't even speak his name. Adam Schiff, that's right. And then Nathan Hochman probably going to the runoff with George Gascon. Hochman's a few points ahead of John Hatami. I can't even say Adam Schiff's name. He upsets me. The thing about this progressive era is that a lot of the politicians and the media personalities are so smug and arrogant. And you're not going to hear anything worse than listen to these three. Jen Psaki, former Biden spokeshole. Joy Reid, who's insane. Rachel Maddow, who's insane. The three of them are anchoring the other night. Or I guess last night for the primary, and they started talking about Virginia voters because according to an exit poll, immigration is the number one issue for voters in Virginia. Listen to the three of them.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build a wall. Like, what? I mean, when I was in New Hampshire, people were talking about the northern border as a threat. Because Trump has indoctrinated people with this fear of people who do not look like them being a threat to them.
You really have 3 million people who came over the border in the last 3 years. 3 million illegal aliens. Have no idea who they are. And then today, or yesterday, the story was that the Biden people flew in 350,000 on planes without telling anybody. This was news. This has been going on throughout last year. 350,000. No background check on them. No vetting. Nobody knows where they're from. Nobody knows where they went. There's a number, 43 airports around the country. And that's all the information. Why? And we're not supposed to object to this? We're just supposed to pay for it? We're supposed to live with it? Oh. There is going to be a revolution if this keeps up. There is. People never see it coming. Just keep being smug and arrogant. Keep giggling. Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, CNN has a huge dilemma on their hands because they're projected to, if Biden wins, they're projected to go out of business in 3 years. Mm-hmm. But so they need Trump to win to stay in business. They have their highest ratings, their highest viewership. Everything was grand slam during Trump.
Do you know how bad it is for CNN? They get outrated by the INSP network.
Wow.
You probably never
know what that is.
All right, that was a religious network.
Oh, okay.
Jim and Tammy Faye,
sure.
Tammy Faye Baker. Yeah, well, over the years, it doesn't do religion anymore. It does old TV westerns like The Rifleman.
Oh, I like that. I watched that.
And Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke beats out the CNN primetime lineup.
Well, what would you rather watch?
Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Gunsmoke than a lot of stuff.
So 50-year-old black and white reruns do better than CNN.
That's wild. All right, Orny Adams is coming on. Very funny man at Six Bells. That'll be cool. Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey headed to a runoff. And, man, the turnout was super, super low. Nobody cares for anything, not just the Senate race. Anything.
I know. Even when people are getting killed in the streets.
Nobody cares.
And you don't even have to go out to vote. You just sit at your kitchen table.
That's right.
Came in the mail, and they'll send somebody to fill out the ballot for you.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why, it's only 16 or 18%.
I think people just spend the day scrolling.
Yeah, I think so.
That's it.
Yeah. Plus, they don't think that they can really make a difference. You know, they just drive to work. They put their head in the sand. I understand.
The local elections, you can't. You can't do anything about the president, but...
Right, but this country is in, what, it's almost $40 trillion in debt, 36 and change?
Yeah, something like that.
So... Nobody's going to be able to do anything about that. You know, the party's coming to an end. Let's all enjoy it. We got to enjoy it. The kids are going to get screwed by it.
Yeah.
But we got if you're in your 60s or 70s, you had a nice run. And on other people's money.
Yeah.
You know, we're all criminals. Stole from everybody.
Conway's coming up.
Dig dog.
Crozier's got the news.
Croz!
Live in the KFI 24-hour news. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.